Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston.
An Odyssey Station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by KM. As long as there's KM, there's summer.
Will we get a Billy Joel show at Fenway this summer?
Yeah, that's scheduled.
Is it already scheduled?
Yes, it is.
A lot of shows scheduled this summer at Fenway.
Yeah. Well, did it surprise you yesterday when Sam Kennedy said that they had already received the go-ahead for shows in August?
No.
It didn't?
No. Because, I mean, the city of Boston's got to be getting a little bit of cut of that, right? So, all right, we'll let a huge venue pack the stadium because we know we're getting a piece of that. And all you little small peasants, you wait till August 22nd.
This is John from Gardner. What's up, John?
Hey, I had the speaker on during a commercial. Excuse me.
That's okay. What's going on?
I'm just taking a break from building my shrine to Liz Cheney to help out Ken for a minute, okay? By the way, Greg, let me direct the question to you, and then the rest of my rant's not going to be directed at you.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about the media trying to divide the country, trying to divide the people, right?
Yes.
Do you include both sides of the media on that?
Yes.
Okay. If this was 1942, would have people running down to the gas station to beat the ban, what's the word I'm looking for, the rationing of gasoline during World War II. You see the people down in South with the gas?
Yeah.
Everybody's thinking individually, and they get amped up by whatever media they listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But how about the idea that we're Americans, we're supposed to be all in this together? People talk about patriotism and freedom and this and that. How about the patriotism and freedom to, like, kind of look at it, the big picture, and try to do what's right for everybody without, you know, doing anything that's going to harm ourselves, and trying to look at this in a big way and forget just nationally. Look at I'm worried about the world, and we think we're going to evade the stuff with this going around the world.
Well,
I mean,
well, I feel like most people did that. I feel like most people were pretty careful of those that they thought might be at risk and stayed away from them. They didn't hold funerals. They didn't hold weddings. They didn't get together for holidays. They did all the things that they were asked to do. And I wonder when the concern for those who have been destroyed economically or mental health wise is going to factor in with those who are concerned about people getting sick. I mean, when is that going to happen?
That's a big issue, and I agree. Remember, we were talking about I wasn't talking so much the other day about people having to go back to work. I was talking about the richy rich type people telling the peons, you got to go back to work so our economy will function. Again, the disparity in our, look at all the, and this is just talking points, I shouldn't even say it. Yeah. Look at how the billionaires and trillionaires have increased their wealth during this, while the other end of the spectrum is getting kicked in the teeth. Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, we got to look at some of that stuff. I'm not a Bernie bro, I'm not for socialism, but we got to look at a way to revamp our capitalistic society so we're not having them and us, and the thems don't have jack, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, listen.
I know I'm kind of ranting here.
No, it's fine. It's a Friday, so I'm not going to talk about it all morning. I am bothered by the fact that there was a tweet from the President of the United States last night that said, the rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
Right.
So there are those. I hate to break it to people. There are those. I'm not one of them. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I don't care what anybody does.
Right.
But people, it's their body. They want to make a decision, make a decision. I am bothered by the fact that the President of the United States has created some sort of a rule that says if you choose for your own personal health not to get a vaccine,
mm-hmm.
you are going to have to wear a mask for the rest of your life.
Right.
I just don't. It doesn't sound very American to
and
me.
Which,
that's
it's
it.
Stupid on his part because Curtis brought this point up, is how will you know who's vaccinated and who's not? It's against the law.
People are just going to lie about it,
yeah,
aren't
right.
they?
I mean, you can't.
I think they are.
If they're now saying, right, who was the lady that said this yesterday?
The head of the CDC.
Right. If she's now saying that if you are vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask indoors, you don't have to be 6 feet away from people, you can go back to living life normally. Okay. Well, how's anybody going to know who's vaccinated and who's not?
I would assume at some point you're going to have to present your papers and show that you have been vaccinated.
But isn't that against, like, the HIPAA law? Presenting papers?
I don't know that we pay attention to any laws anymore in certain cases.
Greg, how did yesterday's news impact the Cam Newton versus Mac Jones debate?
Hello, Marco.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Marco?
Happy Friday. Hey, I want to thank you for wearing the shirt today. I really appreciate it. That's my marathon shirt you got on.
Oh, yeah. So thank you for donating to the foundation. And I want to thank you, Marco, and your whole team at Marathon Manufacturing Solutions. And I got the shirt on today. And you guys are in Lawrence, Massachusetts, correct?
Yeah. Well, you know, the truth is I'm a one-man band. I'm a salesman. I represent a few companies. So I sent some other shirts in for the other guys. So I am a one-man team. And coincidentally, I started my business 10 years ago, May 2011. And on Monday, I accepted a job. I'm closing the company.
Oh.
So the shirt is an absolute classic.
All right. Huh? Well, thank you for doing that. And if you'd like to dress me and make a donation to the foundation, you can go to thegreghillfoundation.org/dressgreg. Should we get to Courtney Cox and her comments about Ken, or would you like to get to the dumbest of the day and then do Courtney coming up?
Let's let Wiggy decide then.
Wow. I get a choice
yes,
here?
Yes, you do.
This is really good. All right. I want to get to the Courtney stuff.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So last night, almost all of the guest hosts had a dinner hosted by Jen Royal at Table in the North End. And Spaz was out there interviewing the candidates, correct?
Correct.
Call that an interview?
I thought you were a big Spaz guy.
I am, but he was a little like I don't want to say hostile, but he came across as like very scary.
Really?
In his interview.
Really?
He did.
You have to remember he's 5'4".
Like, there was no smile. Just what's your name?
Oh,
tell us.
Okay.
We don't know who you are. Get
so,
to it.
Ken, you're concerned about a couple of comments that were made by one of the guest hosts, Courtney Cox from Nestle.
Well, Courtney Cox seems to have an issue with something that I have said about her on the show.
Okay.
So I thought it was worth playing.
Okay.
She also called me a piece of toast, which was funny.
Oh.
She was comparing. Spaz had everybody compare us to different foods.
Oh, each one of us to a food item?
Yeah.
Do we have that?
We have a couple, yeah.
You want to play Courtney's?
Oh, sure. About me? Or do you want the ones about you?
No, we can do the food. Is it one segment or what? How is it done?
You know, they're all split.
Okay.
I don't know how you want to do it. We have separate guest hosts.
What is going on?
What is going on?
Go ahead.
Maybe that's a separate issue.
Okay.
But let's play Courtney. Let's play her beef with me, if you would.
All right.
Let's do that.
Out of the guys on the Hillman Morning Show, who would you least want to hang out with?
Ken.
Why?
Because I've listened. So Ken is interesting because when I went on, he was so upset of the fact that I wasn't very well-versed in the show. I do have a job where I am not able to listen a lot of late nights, if you will. So waking up at 6 a.m. when I'm in this position is very hard. So Ken was very upset of the fact that I didn't understand, like, the news. When we did the news, he was mad that I didn't. I said, Florida, not like the rest of the U.S. When it's not like the rest of the U.S. play, in my opinion. But he was like, she doesn't know the show, blah, blah, blah. I've now listened to the show a lot, and there was a topic that came up that I thought I could add value to, so I DM'd Curtis, because I didn't want to give Ken the satisfaction. And when I DM'd Curtis, then Ken was like, oh, she wants to... So Ken's giving me mixed signals. So that's who I would least want to hang out with. I also think he is very serious right now in these times about hanging out with people. So he probably wouldn't want to hang out with me either.
Was he doing that interview at the Daytona Motor Speedway? Or where was
he wearing a wire, or was this an actual interview?
Yeah.
What is happening?
He's got to work on his mic technique a little bit there.
Yeah, well, they were in the North End.
Do you remember when they imploded the Georgia Dome and that big bus parked right in front of the camera? Yeah. That's what that interview was like.
He was doing it in the tunnel.
Spaz is known for one thing, and that's cluster effing everything. He puts the effort in. I got to tell you, he kills it when it comes to effort.
Like, he killed his whole night. Like, he obviously left his family for a night to hang out down there.
Yeah. The videos were good.
The videos were great.
Yeah.
What's this medium?
I believe it's radio, Curtis.
He couldn't get over the fact that every time the camera was turned around, he was like, what are these balls on my forehead? Because the lighting and something was on his forehead, so... But I thought it was interesting.
Ken, you sent him out to get that audio, correct?
Well, it was Curtis's idea, which I thought was a good idea.
But he didn't execute it. It's awful audio.
Yeah, it's not the great audio. Yeah, it's true.
Well, he started doing it by sign language, and I called him. I was like, that doesn't work at all.
But you get enough from it, though. There's enough from that audio.
I love you.
not that portion. I'm just saying, like, the rest of the videos.
Yeah.
You get enough of...
I think the issue is... That Ken, Mego is in the bag when it comes to this job. Ken wants Mego, and so he's against some of the other contestants.
Well,
I understand that.
No, that's not the point. I'm not against her. She's upset that I criticized she hadn't listened to the show before coming in.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a legit criticism, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Curtis and I are the only two objective people when it comes to the guest host search. I think we give our honest opinions because we don't have no horse in the race.
Amen,
right.
Wiggs.
Right.
You know, so we're just like, all right, we don't have a horse in the race. We've listened to all the guest hosts and we're like, oh, we like this one. This one's moved around up, down the big board.
Yeah.
Where I can't say the same about everybody else.
Right, really. Wiggy. When Greg and Ken discuss a candidate they are advocating for,
right,
they are not discussing honestly.
Right. That's the difference. Hmm. Me and Curtis keep it 100.
Well, we have accepted no money from lobbyists.
There's nothing wrong with having a horse in the race. That's the point of it.
No, there's
of course.
There's a problem with that when you're a voter or you're a decision maker when you have a horse in the race.
Amen. This is like OAN.
Tell them. I don't think that any decision makers went into the search with a clear favorite. I didn't.
We certainly didn't go into last night with clear audio.
Right. Well, we know Ken went into the search with a clear favorite.
Yeah, that's true. I had a lean. Yeah.
Right.
But I thought Courtney did a great job, by the way. She was second on my big board.
The second Zarbato left, Ken hired Mega. Like, it was his first decision. Like, Joe hadn't picked up his stuff yet.
I thought you were the PD.
10-10, 10-15.
All right.
So, yeah, it's a little bit like, and that's why I believe that probably some of the guest hosts, and I love Curtis's idea. I wish they would have did that. But the confessional would have been like, you know what? We probably feel like we love the fact that we got an opportunity, but was it a real opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, Alex gave a very nice toast last night and said essentially that she really appreciated the opportunity.
Right.
And that when it came to their brand, that they had been exposed to a whole lot of people, a whole lot of new Instagram followers and the like. So.
I don't think it's hard. I don't think it's like hard feelings that, you know, that they might feel like, well, it's not the opportunity was great, but was there really a chance for me? I don't think they're upset that that's the outcome, but I think they probably feel a little bit that way.
Don't you think going into it, at least from my perspective, out of the candidates that we had, there were at least three of them that I never imagined would make it to the finals. I mean, I did not think Brittany would make it to the finals. I didn't think Elaine would make it to the finals.
And Kendra probably. She was a total unknown.
Kendra as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean,
no, I definitely believe that. And I think that the 2 hours was great, but the 4 hours really kind of, you know, exposed qualities, good or bad.
Yes.
Right. And
yes.
I think that, you know, and so we're waiting on whoever the last co-host is to see how they'll do when they get their 4 hours.
Well, see, and a lot of people don't understand that some of these individuals are under contractual obligations with other organizations. Like, for instance, they say, why didn't Meredith get a second shot? Meredith was great. Meredith is under a contractual obligation with another organization.
Mm-hmm.
She is the one who would, any of these candidates, when you're under a contract and you're going for a job, or you're going as a guest host somewhere where people are talking about you getting a job, the other organization has a dictate over what you can and can't do.
Right.
And the contestants know that. I don't know that everybody listening understands that. So, all right. You want to play some more of that Spaz audio, Curtis, this morning before the show ends?
Yeah, let's put it around 2 o'clock today.
Okay, all right. We'll get to that later. Great idea, though. I mean, it was a great idea.
Yeah, it was really good.
Great idea. The execution, not so much.
There would have been a morning show years ago that I worked on where I would be getting kicked in the face for 4 hours if I brought audio like that to the table.
Well, nobody, I'm not kicking you in the face.
Thank you.
I might slap you with my tiny little hands. Let's get to Ken Laird and what is trending this morning.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now brought to you by Arch Painting. For a free estimate, call Arch Painting today, 1-844-ARCH, and visit them online at archpainting.com. Download their app and get a free quote.
Can I answer these text messages? This is the most ridiculous thing. This 413 texter who, you know, every day is texting about how he can't stand the show, and then he's listening for 4 straight hours and replaying it on the Odyssey app, says, then why did you bring her in? Why did we bring Meredith Gorman in if she was under contractual obligation? Because she wanted a chance to guest host. What is not understood about this process?
Greg, the issue here is communication. And because we have just randomly stopped this process for 3 weeks, the natives are restless.
I gotta kind of agree with that texter a little bit.
You do?
I do. I feel like, okay, you're coming in knowing.
So Ken should have told, when Meredith said, I'd love to be a guest host, Ken should have told her, no, you can't be a guest host.
He should have said, no, we're looking for somebody that that they're willing to, if we hire them tomorrow, they can drop everything and start working.
Is that what we were looking for?
Were we
looking to have all kinds of people join the program and enhance the experience, the listening experience?
Right,
for
but I still think the caveat was to replace Danielle, right? So
Danielle is irreplaceable.
Well, no, okay, so maybe take the baton from Danielle, right? Danielle had left, and she now needs to pass the baton to somebody in the race. And the caveat was she was passing it to somebody. Why are you bringing in somebody who... No, they can't take that baton. So all you're doing is getting in front of somebody else that might have the opportunity to say, hey, listen, I could take the baton and run with it, but guess what? I can't get in the door to show what I'm doing and that I'm worthy enough to do it because somebody else is getting it and they know that at the end of the day, they can't take the job.
Well, I mean, I have a solution. We could start the whole thing all over again. That's what Wiggy would like to do.
No. I think Ken dropped the ball in the beginning. He should have said that.
No, I disagree with that. I think it was great having Meredith in, and you never know. Situations change down the road, and part-time is another option.
Yeah, but I'm not knocking just Meredith, the candidate.
No, you're knocking the whole process.
No, yes, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're taking your years of experience in radio.
No. See, and there you go. Somebody's getting a little sensitive. And you're Curtis, back me on this one.
Curtis, you want to back him on that one?
I think Wiggy is dead-ass accurate. Greg Hill is being sensitive because he's getting crap because we haven't made a decision.
Yeah, I can put their radio knowledge in a thimble.
I'm not knocking the process. I'm just saying.
You just said that when it came to Meredith Gorman, we should not have allowed her to be a guest host.
No, when it came to somebody that knew they couldn't leave their job.
Right now.
How did she know that she couldn't leave her job?
Well, because there's a contract, right? You said there were people that were contractually obligated that they couldn't leave their job. It would have been a very difficult thing, right?
If ESPN called you and said, hey, I would love to have you be a guest host.
Right.
Would you say, yes, I would?
But if they
yes, you would.
No. But
and then
No. See, but that's where I think that if they called me and said, hey, we'd love to have you to be a
we
guest.
We didn't call. Did we call Meredith or did Meredith call us?
I don't remember. I think she applied. I think. I don't remember her.
But Greg has to have caveat for lunch.
But if I'm if I'm under the impression that ESPN is looking to hire, somebody to fill Teddy Bruschi's role, and I know I can't do that because I'm already on the contract, then you know what? Maybe you got to look in a different direction because, yeah, I'd love to do it, but unfortunately, if it came down to that, I'm just getting in the way of somebody else who might have the opportunity because they're not in a contract. That's all I'm saying.
And what are, when you look at this particular job,
mm-hmm.
what are the things that you're looking for in a candidate? The five things that you are looking for.
I would say.
That you think will make this radio show successful.
I would say, obviously, they're entertaining.
Okay.
Right? I would say
were all five of the guests, the ones who made it to the finals, or four, were all of them entertaining?
Out of the final five?
Yes.
Or the final four?
Five, yes. Four,
yes. Yes, they okay. were all entertaining.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I agree with Curtis. There has to be some chemistry.
Yeah.
And I thought that out of the four that have came in, there was pretty good chemistry. I would say that the other thing that I would look for is somebody who could just go out there and is not afraid to say what they feel.
Right.
You know, say what's on your mind.
Right.
And deal with whatever comes later.
Yep.
So those
That's
are
it. Any knowledge of current events or things?
No, I don't need you to be all knowledgeable. I need you to be
Amen. No knowledge. No kind of like
as far
interest
as,
in what's going on.
Well, I mean, you got to be knowledgeable about certain things, but I don't need you to be X's and O's sporty.
Right.
I don't need you to be.
Well, like your number one candidate was Brittany.
She was at the time,
right.
But I think she stumbled a little bit.
She stumbled a
right.
little. That's what you're calling the George Floyd thing. Was stumbling a little bit.
Well, see, but I'm not just putting it on the George Floyd. I think. Her second opportunity at it, she was nervous in the first part and she wasn't being herself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the things. And then she kind of got a little bit comfortable
yeah.
later on.
I think Brittany was excellent. I am concerned with an individual who is not sure what happened with regard to George Floyd and to his
right.
General situation. You
did
know?
The man die? He did.
I mean, she got it right.
She definitely.
That is Wiggy's, in a nutshell, that is who Wiggy wants for the job.
No, because if
that,
you.
Yes.
Who did I say, Ken, after that was my number one?
I don't remember.
I said I felt like Mego did She did a really good job in the 4 hours. I felt like she overtook Brittany as the number one.
Okay. Are the ratings when the individual guest hosts were on, is that a factor for you?
I think, yeah, that's a factor.
Okay.
Right? Because in that, whether or not.
Some of those ratings numbers were surprising, Ken.
I agree.
I thought Elaine was very good.
She was good. She rated well.
She did. She mm-hmm. rated well.
So I would have to take some time to put together my final big board.
How much time do you need?
Oh, I got to wait for
talk about being decisive.
I got to wait for the last call.
Why don't you put a big board together of the top four?
Well, but then I would be doing that would be a disservice because it's not.
Do you want me to turn the whole thing over to you?
No, I don't want you. To
I can. Why?
I don't want you to.
Why you? What, you don't
get a little.
Make,
sounds you like you get a little sensitive.
I'm
right
very sensitive.
Why?
You don't want to make the big decision? Why don't you make the big decision, and then your whole future in this business can ride on.
I love watching my dad's fight.
No, I'm just giving you a
heavy is the head that wears the crown.
I understand
why don't you make the decision right now, and I'll go with it.
Right, but with great power sometimes comes great sacrifice, right?
Correct. So, well, so I'm not bothered. I'll take as long as I need.
And I'm not saying
I
that.
I might wait till January.
Right, so don't get sensitive when somebody says, hey, here's what I think. Because all it is their opinion. I'm not saying here's what you need to do.
Well, you just told everybody in the room that the entire process was a joke.
I said I agreed with the text messenger person. Like, hey, I agree with what they're saying a little bit. I think you get a little sensitive, Greg.
Well, I am trying
I know it's a tough job.
I am trying to give a fair I'm trying to give a fair shot to Pebble the fifth to the fifth candidate, Pebbles.
Okay.
Who really enjoyed her experience working
Lord,
with you.
You went there.
At the last radio station you were at.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Take the knife out of my back.
And that's what's trending now.
This show has completely gone off the rails, but I'm okay with that. I will continue to address the hypocrisy, the delay, the summer calling me fraudulent. It's a Friday, so we can continue to address that and other things coming up.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I just realized what I need when it comes to this co-host search. I need, unfortunately, my father passed away many years ago. Mm-hmm. I need a Tom Brady Sr. to call in and deflect what I want to say. He can say it like Tom Brady Sr. speaks for Tom Brady Jr.
It's a proxy. It works great.
That's what I need.
I mean, Stiz can do that, right?
Well, you should have the voice of the Greg Hill Show do that. Thoughts with Greg.
Have Gary do that?
Yeah.
Announcer Gary?
Yeah, those are the thoughts that what you really want to say, but you can't say it.
Good morning.
One issue with that, Wiggy, is that people turn off the radio when they hear Greg.
Gary. Or Greg. Whatever, Chris.
Me, generally.
Is announcer Gary doing anything on the show this morning? Or
I've not checked in.
Okay.
Would you like him to do something?
Yeah. I think what we should do is tell him that he's going to do something and then make him do something else and see how angry he gets. What do you think about that?
A lot of anger on the show today. We want to go in a different direction.
I mean, Curtis was right. The natives are restless. There's a lot of anger on the text line. There's mm-hmm. anger in the Twitch chat.
You're our leader.
I mean, my name is on the show. I mean, my name is on the show. So, I mean, let me ask you this. If I believe
mm-hmm.
through decades of experience
yep.
that there is one candidate who fits the bill in every area, mm-hmm. not just how they sound on the radio,
right?
What other things that they can bring to the organization, revenue that they can drive,
right?
Interactions that they can have, lifestyle that they would add to the program from a compelling content point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Should I choose that person? If I, Greg Hill, believe that there is one candidate
mm-hmm.
who fits every part of the job requirement.
Right.
Should I pick that person?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's all I was asking. This is Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's up, Nick?
I just wanted to throw my two cents in, and I'm really kind of surprised that nobody has recommended this.
Yes.
But it's obvious that you haven't chosen a co-host because you're really not blown away by any of them. They were all good in your eyes,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking for that shining star. But my suggestion is, why even bother hiring anybody? Your show has been the best I have ever heard it these past few weeks
really?
Since you have not had another co-host.
Really?
You've been phenomenal. The four of you are fantastic. Take the money that you were going to pay that co-host and give Wiggy, Ken, and Curtis a raise.
Huh.
And just keep it. The four of you are perfect. I mean, I can't get enough. Or better yet, take that person that you are going to hire and inject them into the people that follow you because they could use a little help.
Oh. Hmm. All right. I mean, so no female voice on you don't think the show needs a female voice?
That's Nick's opinion, which, you know, to me, it doesn't matter whether you got one, you don't got one. I'm a chameleon. I blend in.
You like the extra money part.
Oh, yeah. I'm paying to be here anyway, so it's, you know, we're really talking.
My unpaid internship expires at the end of the month. So
right. So, yeah, I blend in however you're going to do it. I thought they were all good. I thought there were some better than others.
Is there some way that I can blame this on Danny Ainge?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's clearly Danny's fault.
Who's had a worse spring, Greg Hill or the Celtics?
Well, but if you just said what you said beforehand, if you feel a certain way, then what? Why does the search even go on that long?
Because it was entertaining, you buffoon.
I understand it was entertaining. Oh,
the entire point of the radio program is to create entertainment, to provide women mm-hmm. with an opportunity to be heard. How many people had never heard of any of those women that came in as guest hosts prior to this?
Snaps to Mike in Foxborough.
I bet a lot.
Right?
Yeah, I bet a lot.
I feel like, I mean, the idea is to create entertainment.
Okay.
I mean, if anything should happen after all those tryouts, the bosses at Nesson should be fired. Because Boston never saw those people in prominent roles. They came here and absolutely destroyed it.
Very
I mean, honest to God, you watch Nesson, it's like, I'm Adam Pellerin. Look at the base knock up the middle. Back to you.
Hey, leave Adam alone. Adam's a good dude, man.
Let's see.
Nesson Clubhouse.
I'm Emerson Lotzia. He went big fly.
Here's a 401 text, Rhode Island. I agree with the guy who just said you don't need a female voice. I could not disagree more. I think we need a female voice.
Or yes. Adam Pellerin could come in. We could try him out.
Greg, if you know who you want to hire, why are you wasting time? You understand it's complicated. People have other obligations and things that they need to try to work out.
It's like your Facebook status. Complicated.
Right, complicated. Complicated. This is Matt from Rhode Island.
Interested in co-host.
Hello. Hello, Matt.
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
What's up, Matt?
Give me one second. I'll get you guys off the speaker real quick.
Yes.
I didn't get in. I waited about an hour, but I just didn't know how you guys stood or what your stance was. But, you know, I really appreciate you guys this morning because, you know, I served our country for 10 years, and I'm a combat vet.
Well,
I serve
you.
For the people.
Yes, thanks.
I appreciate it. But I appreciate it. But I did that for the people who laid their lives down for us to have our freedoms. And you guys made some great points. Like, that tweet, it doesn't sound so American. But that's where we're going with this. So when you guys have the service to reach an audience, what you do with it is huge. So I'm glad that you said what you said because it's the truth. And there's going to be a time when we can't go get health care if we're not vaccinated or have a job. And I won't go to work because I'm not taking what everyone says is great for me. I'll take the back seat and I'll wait it out. You know what's good for me? Being healthy. I'm never sick. I don't get sick. I serve like I told you. But when I got shot going overseas, I got all the skin on my right hand removed from eczema. My children have eczema. I had bad reactions to shots, this one out.
Do you get the flu shot?
Never. No? We'll never get the flu shot.
All right.
I'm healthy. I'm healthy. I'm never sick. Are you guys sick? I'm never sick.
I mean,
well, there are a lot of people that
Greg's got that eye thing.
I wish I was this morning. Right.
But because that's different. If you have bad reactions to shots, obviously don't get the shot. Nobody's going to complain about that.
Whoa, Kimo Sabi.
Whoa, that's
but
a
there
given.
Are a lot. But there are a lot of people that there are a lot of people that are into like the whole holistic healing approach where they don't want to put any type of chemicals or shots in their body, you know, because they feel they have certain reactions to it. Now,
I mean, I believe that Bill Maher, Curtis mentioned him earlier, he's fully vaccinated and he got COVID. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, which is possible, but obviously your chances of developing serious COVID are much, much less likely.
Whose chances?
Vaccinated people. You can still get it, but it's not going to kill
so
you.
So it protects people that get vaccinated?
Yes.
Okay. And what about people who don't get vaccinated?
They're in trouble. They could be in trouble. They could get it and pass it on to other people who don't have it.
They could drop dead right on the street.
Right. So you
want to check the pictures in India and tell me about
here we
people
go.
Dropping
we going
down
back
the street?
To this India
yeah.
Thing?
Why look anywhere in the world where COVID is devastating a country?
What about our emails?
Mm-hmm. This is an odd but fantastic show
this
so far this
mess.
Morning. Really?
Kemosabe over there going, oh, okay, wait a second. Now, you don't need to get vaccinated.
You can't call me Kemosabe. That's going to get canceled for that.
What?
What?
Winky doesn't get canceled for anything. He can say anything he wants. He
Winky doesn't
canceled.
Hate a thing.
He doesn't get. He never gets canceled. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, I think you guys are answering your questions about the co-host search with all of your little sound drops. Shots fired, boop, boop, boop. Like, can you envision Danielle doing these sorts of things? These women are kind of annoying.
They're annoying.
That's the problem.
So you, yes. None of them. You didn't like any of them. You found them.
They all. Have their, they have their shining moments, but they're annoying, man. They come across as annoying on occasion, and early in the morning, nobody wants that, bro.
Yeah, and they have cooties.
Your cooties. I don't want to have cooties. But if you got a vaccine, you're protected from cooties. You didn't know that, Curtis.
Oh, Biden just tweeted, you can go shopping if you eat your vegetables.
This is the first
new
time.
New rule. In... Right.
Did he say new rule?
Yeah, new rule.
New rule. New rule. You eat all your vegetables, you get an extra hour of TV time.
First time in 5 years you've been upset upon a president tweeting something.
You're right about that. That is true. That is true. Right.
That's a stiz line. He texted me.
Was it... I enjoyed... Was it Don Jr.? Who tweeted the other day and said, would you prefer dumb tweets or $5 a gallon gasoline at this point?
And Don, he's got a good
which
point.
Would you prefer, Ken?
It's not $5. It's three something.
Oh, it's three something.
And the pipeline's back, baby.
Oh. What do you think about inflation?
Great job by
Ken?
Biden.
It's three something. We're here.
Ken, what do you think about inflation?
They're killing each other down south. I don't know if you've seen
that. Inflation was not going to happen.
No.
What?
No, we're headed into an economic recovery boom. Like we've yes. never seen before, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Only no for concern. The vaccinated people.
Any concern about the Great Depression when that happened? Do you remember that
I'm
whole
concerned
thing?
About the economy because you bobos won't get vaccinated okay. and we're going to be stuck in right. COVID for
isn't
the next
it
2 years.
Interesting that inflation disproportionately impacts low-income voters, yet it's going on with this guy who wants to help everyone that's low income. It's almost like the policy's hurting them.
Oh, Curtis, now you're using logic. Don't do that with Ken Laird. Numbnuts.
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 Let's all go grab a Big Mac after this. Higher our cholesterol.
We will talk hockey at 8 with Andy Brickley from Nesson.
Thank God.
So,
and Brick has a good take on inflation.
Does he? Okay. We'll get that coming up, and we'll also get to, maybe we'll get to the news. I don't know. Weird show today. Maybe we won't even do the news today. I have no idea. We'll be right back.
This is The Craig Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
Without Danielle.
The gal who does, who works on the air with, on EEI with, did I just space on his name?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Nobody can let me just exit gracefully. Nobody.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you think they would say?
By the way, I think Danielle was upset that she wasn't invited to dinner last night.
Ooh,
now, I didn't do the inviting, so you can't blame that on me.
No.
That was Jen Royal invited everybody to table. I got wind of it later on and stopped by to say hello. But I noticed they asked Danielle if she had been invited on the Instagram Live, and she said no, she wasn't invited.
Uh-oh.
So, but she is coming tomorrow night, correct, to see
yep.
Ken?
Yeah, that's awesome.
To see Ken for the first time in 14 months enter out into society.
And she wasn't even coming in studio, so I haven't seen her in like... literally 14 months.
Yes. So we'll see Danielle tomorrow night at Stats and Southie. The news is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, and they now offer sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Well, yesterday, of course, the CDC amended their guidance for fully vaccinated Americans. They are no longer recommending masks indoors or outdoors, including if you are in a crowd. And the president spoke about this yesterday.
If you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask, and you can shake hands. You can even give each other a hug.
Oh, all right. You can give somebody a hug.
Hugs
the
back.
To.
You know who's the happiest guy in America? Joe Biden.
Him and Cuomo.
Well, he does like giving hugs.
And he loves smelling
his,
hair.
Yeah, that's one of his favorite things to
yes.
do.
Oh.
All right.
You can do that now.
But if you have, if you haven't been vaccinated, no handshakes.
No handshakes. Definitely no hugs.
Daps. Can you dap?
Can't do it, man.
Yeah.
Just head nods.
What about elbow to elbow?
You might be able to get away with that. Yeah. That and prison head nods.
Did you see yesterday in the office upstairs, Joe saying goodbye, and Greg and I shake his hand, and Ken gives him the elbow?
Well, that's my new thing.
The elbow.
I'm done with the handshake.
Yeah, but you're good, though.
That's the Laird man's new thing.
Can I work in one more Biden? It's not on the list.
Yeah.
Paranji pulled this. He was on MSNBC Wednesday night, and he got tripped up on the numbers. It is funny. This number doesn't make any sense.
For example, there's a situation where there's an estimation of somewhere between $700 billion and $1.3 trillion. If we have
more. It's a lot of money, though. Get up in the trillions.
Even I laughed at that one.
I can't wait to hear Kimmel make fun of him for that. Oh, wait, he won't.
I mean, he struggles a little bit, but he's a senior. I mean,
right.
Sometimes that happens the older that you get.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, numbers. Talk about that much bread. That thing starts running together.
All right. Earlier this week, we spoke about the gentleman in California who was arrested for operating his Tesla automobile from the back seat. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
Turns out that as soon as he got out of jail, he did it again.
Jesus.
Guy's name was Param Sharma. And here he is sitting in the back seat of his brand new Tesla talking about why he's doing it.
You might really like it back there.
Yeah, so I feel safer back here than I do up there.
Hmm. Oh, you might be right. So he feels safer in the back seat
than he does in the front seat.
Should his automobile get into a collision?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's with all these rules? You have to sit in the front seat.
Why even sit in the back seat? Why not just throw your car and drive and put a brick on the gas pedal and let it go where it wants to go? That's what I say. I mean, if that's what Ken's saying.
But,
you're
afraid of self-driving automobiles.
Yeah,
correct?
I would be afraid of that.
Yeah.
Don't live in your fears.
Yeah,
my light says that.
Oh, okay. I don't trust a car that's got a computer chip to tell me where it's going to go.
Target stores are going to stop selling Pokemon, MLB, NFL, and NBA trading cards because the rising value is leading to threats against Target employees. Apparently, the value of trading cards, which is it's a huge thing right now.
Yeah, the Pokemon is big.
Means that they're concerned about their employees at Target, so they're going to stop selling them. This is a guy named Jeff Lemieux of Jeff's Sports Inc.
It's common to have 50 plus people standing in line all day, 6 to 8 hours, waiting to see if they can get one box of cards.
Wow. Man, card boom. It's like 1990 again.
Well, Pokemon's been big for a while.
Yeah, but not. I don't know about the where the cards. Well, I guess that's the only way to do it, right?
You
do play Pokemon Go or whatever.
Well, yeah, no, I'm talking about the cards, like the whole trading cards. Yeah. My kids went through like a short phase of it, so I don't really know.
Well, it's a pandemic thing, right? I mean, it must be a pandemic thing. People had nothing to do, so they started trading cards
and playing Risk.
value is skyrocketing.
How many games of Monopoly have you played this 14-month period, Greg?
I prefer Risk. Risk is a full week and a half of a game. So.
By the way, Kendra, a vicious shot at Wiggy's Call of Duty last night with Spaz.
Really?
Yep.
I think Wiggy needs to learn how to play Call of Duty because the fact that he camps with an LMG and thinks he's going to get a win is quite ridiculous to me. So I think I could definitely teach Wiggy a thing or two about getting a job in COD.
Yeah, I'm working on my call. She's right. I'm not very good. I'm not very accurate. So that's why I camp.
Final story this morning from Florida. There is a Florida man who is being called a hero because he saved his 8-month-old puppy from the jaws of an alligator. A guy jumped into the pond to wrestle with the alligator. And was able to save his puppy. This is Mike McCoy of Holiday, Florida.
I got around, thumbed him in the eye, picked him off the ground, picked him out of the water so he couldn't get anywhere until he let the dog go. And in the interim, he decided, well, okay, I don't have him, I'll bite you.
Wow.
Hero.
That is...
Hardo hero.
A lot of guts to jump in wrestle
save your
a
dog. Would you do that for your dog?
No.
You wouldn't?
No. Sorry. I hate to say it, but, you know, I love my dog, but...
Well, we know you won't...
Gator
you would,
bait.
We know you wouldn't rescue a human that was drowning, because we
well,
heard about
no,
that.
I was almost going to rescue, but somebody else jumped in. They beat me to it.
You wouldn't save so, your dog?
Not if he's in the jaws of a gator.
Oh, I would.
What would you do? Just go wave farewell?
Well, I mean, if I'm anywhere where there's gators, maybe I take a few shots. I'm shooting a gator. But you have to shoot a gator in a specific place. Underneath, like, the back of their, like...
I think it's under the... Isn't it under the throat?
No, it's, like, on the side of their eyes or ears or somewhere.
Really?
I watch swamp people all the time, and that's where they shoot the gators. There's, like, a certain area you have to shoot it.
Wiggy's free time is Call of Duty and Swamp People.
Swamp People's a great show, man.
I trust you.
This is Chris from Quincy. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Greg, it's Chris, Garage Wars Plus.
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
What's
okay,
up?
So I actually collect sports memorabilia and sports cards.
Yes.
So I remember back in the day, Fox, move out to go to college or whatever, mom threw them away. Got back into it about 10 years ago. The amount of the value of most of these football, hockey, baseball cards has jumped so much. So, for instance, like a Justin Herbert, I won one in a Raz, right? So that's a $10,000 card.
You're kidding me.
Okay. Nope, not kidding you at all.
Didn't LeBron's so rookie card just sell for like $5
million? Yes.
Yes. There's a Brady rookie card that actually my friend has, and it went up on auction. $1.6 million it went for. Wow.
For a Brady rookie card?
Wow.
For a Brady rookie card. Now, I got a lot of rookie cards, too. Jason Tatum. I got a huge Michael Jordan collection. You know, there's Baker Mayfield, Justin Herbert. I mean, you name it. If he's hot, you know, we're good to go. I just bought a Julian Edelman rookie card for like $500, and it's got to be at least $1,500. You know?
I can buy a Jermaine Wiggins rookie card at Beckett.com for $150.
Oh, that's expensive.
That's a bargain.
That's
do you have any left?
No, I don't even really have. I mean, I might have some cards floating around, but don't they make a ton of rookie cards?
Yeah, in the back of the card, it says he had 20 catches and 72 interruptions.
But no blocks.
If you make a bunch of rookie cards, how is it that they're expensive? That
well, they disappear over time. You know
okay,
how that
okay,
works.
I got gotcha.
It's called supply and demand.
That's right.
So
we don't have time to explain that.
So $1,500 for my card?
No, $150.
If you buy 100, it's $1,500.
So, wait a second. My rookie card's $150.
$1.50.
$1.50.
Got me all geeked out.
It's $1.50.
Okay, it's not bad. It's a bargain.
Just say it's worth more than ours. We don't have a rookie card.
If I sign it, thing's jumping up to about $250.
All right, we got to take a break. We will talk with Andy Brickley of Nesson next about the Bruins game tomorrow night and this series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.